Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jeffrey Burton?
Speaking.
Got it. Let me ask you, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 30 years.
30 years? Got it. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer? Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey-level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Journeyman.
Understood. And are you currently working on the trade?
Yes.
Got it. Approximately how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, I've been working since June.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No? Got it. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And now thinking about you seeing in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer? Got it. And do you get the sense of that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same? Got it. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
And have you ever been appointed as the job steward by the union?
Have I been what?
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I think it's going to be more.
More than now? Got it. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Got it. Okay, before we move on, sir, I want to say thank you very much for the time that you're taking to talk about that with me. I really appreciate that. And we are right now on the 40% of the completion of the service. So thank you, sir. And the switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problem, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, not real safety, or something else? Or do you have safety concerns of the job?
No.
Got it. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No? Got it. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing?
No.
What about political canvassing?
No.
And picketing?
No.
Got it. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
Say that again.
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
Oh, occasionally.
Occasionally, got it. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And now I have the list in here. So the first one is radio. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with one being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and five being the source that you are the least likely to get your news from. So what about radio?
No, I don't get it from the radio, no.
No? Okay, got it. And what about the internet or social media?
I don't do social media.
Got it. And what about the local TV news programming?
Yes.
This is the first resources that you use, by any chance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about print or online newspaper?
No.
No? What about friends and neighborhoods?
No.
And cable news?
Yes.
Got it. Right now, we are halfway of the service, sir, so thank you so much. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now, jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, healthcare, foreign policy, education, the environment, or something else? Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions?
Yeah, jobs and economy.
Jobs and the economy. Got it. And as you know, the BAC support the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Got it. And as you know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers of federally financed projects. Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Yes, important.
Very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Got it. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wages protecting of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party.
Democratic Party. Okay. And as you may know, the United Out of Works, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The Auto Workers.
And do you support them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more? Got it. Now, I would like you to indicate if you approve or disapprove of the Joe Biden has done with each of the following statements. By any chance, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
Yeah, approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly. And what about foreign affairs?
Yeah, somewhat approve.
And what about support for labor unions?
Strongly approve.
And the economy?
Strongly approve.
Healthcare?
Strongly approve.
And what about immigration?
Strongly approve.
All right, understood. Right now we are 75% of the servicer. We are about to end this, so thank you so much. By any chance, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Is it handling what?
If you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job.
Well, I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, strongly.
Got it. And are you registered to vote by any chance?
Am I what?
Are you registered to vote?
Okay, I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Got it. And I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other officers in the November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Strongly vote.
Got it. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Got it. And yes or no, do you find it is it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yes, excellent.
And now I have to take notes on this. How could the union best improve its representation and service? What do you think about it?
How could they improve?
Yeah, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Well, I think they're doing a good job, as you know, right now. So, well, it's not too much improvement to me that they have to do.
Got it.
Except get more African Americans within the union.
And people of color. Oh, okay. Understood. Just taking note of that, so thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next?
Like I said, get more people of color on jobs.
Okay. And what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Getting people of color on jobs.
Okay. Understood. Give me just 1 second. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text messages, job site, union meetings, or email?
Texas.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple of times during the year? Once a year or never?
When they have something, they're notified.
Got it. And now, just to end this, I would like to ask you a few questions now. For statistical purposes, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat or a Republican or what?
Democrat.
Got it. And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And just to make sure we have representative sample, what is your race?
African American.
Got it. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jeffrey Burton.
Got it, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.